Masechet Avot Perek Bet Mishnah Dalin. Mishnah says, Hu haya omed, Rabban Gamliel, who we quoted previously, he used to say the following, Ase retzono kirtzonecha, kedesh ya'ase retzonecha kirtzono. You should treat his will, referring to Hashem, as your will, in order so that he's going to treat your will as his will. In other words, when a person takes his finances, he takes his money, and he doesn't say, if I give too much charity, I give too much tzedakah, I'm not going to be able to live like I want to live, it is going to impact me in this world. No, rather the opposite. If you take your finances and you fulfill the will of Hashem with it, as if you were spending on your own self, then Hashem is going to pay you back in this world as well. He's going to take care of you. You shouldn't look at giving charity as wasting your own money, but you should look at it as doing what you're supposed to do, and Hashem is going to take care of you in this world. And it's not really your money in the first place. It's really the money of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're giving it back to different causes that are promoting Yirat Shamayim and the worship of God and the rest of the mitzvot that come with it. So Hashem is going to take care of you as well. Batel retzonecha mipenei retzono. Nullify your will before his will. You have a desire to sin. Every human being is made of flesh and blood. Afar va'efid. We have a certain desire to commit averot. And when a person wants to do those averot, he should fight and overcome those feelings that he has and say, I'm going to just follow the will of Hashem. Hashem's laws should dictate how I act. So when you nullify your own will for Hashem's will, what's he going to do? He's going to nullify the will of others who are trying to hurt you, your enemies, people who are trying to destroy you. He's going to stifle them, he's going to shut them down, and he's going to help you, and he's going to make sure that your will is fulfilled. We'll return now to the teachings of Hillel. Hillel Omer, Al tifrosh min hasibur, says Hillel, don't separate yourself from the rest of the community. Don't abandon your community when they're going through a difficult time. You have to share in the good times and the bad times as well, and then you're going to merit to be part of them for the ultimate geula, the salvation of the Mashiach in the end of days. Don't trust in yourself into the day that you pass away. You can't think, you know what, I've done so good my entire life, I don't have to be on guard for the Yetzer Hara, for the evil inclination to get me. We know that Yohanan, who was the Kohen Gadol, he served for 80 years, and in the end of his life, he was brought in by the Siddukim, the heretics who did not believe in the oral Torah, and he started to follow in their ways. So a person has to be very careful to be on guard at all times, that the Yetzer Hara doesn't trap him, and that he's always going to make sure that he doesn't commit any averot until he passes away, till he takes his last breath. Ve'al tadin et havercha ad shetagia limkomo. Don't judge your friend until you reach his place. We see people who usually follow the right way, and then they turn and they do something wrong. We shouldn't judge them so quickly, because we don't know how we would act in those circumstances. Maybe they're going through something. We don't know how they were affected by their situation. So therefore, we shouldn't look at ourselves as better than them. Can't judge them because we don't know how we would react if we were in that situation. Don't say something that cannot be understood, assuming that people are going to understand you differently. In other words, if you're a teacher, you need to speak in a very clear, thorough way where if people heard you, they would understand exactly what you're saying. If you speak in an unclear way, leaving people with an open-ended idea that they're going to take and do something with on their own, you're leaving room for a problem to develop. People may misunderstand you and they're going to quote you, and but they end up saying it's so far from the truth that it's going to promote ideas of apikorsut, of heresy. So be very careful with your statements and don't leave them open-ended for people to interpret possibly wrongly. Ve'al tomar lekeshe epane eshne, Shema lo tipane. Don't say, when I'm free, when I have time, I'm going to learn Torah. Because there's a possibility that you're never going to be free. You're always going to be busy. A person shouldn't say that, you know what, I'm going to figure it out later on in life. Right now, I have to work on making money. I have to work on my family. I have to work on this and that. Because then a person can end up not learning Torah at all. He's always going to be busy. That's just the way life goes. There's always going to be distractions. There's always going to be people that pull you away. So if you don't make time right now, today, for serious Talmud Torah, person could go his entire life without learning Torah at all. So therefore, a person has to really buckle down and say, today is my day I'm going to start. Because if you kick the can down the road, you're just going to keep on kicking.